Tyler Republican Leo Berman has been pushing Texas to take a larger role in immigration policy for the last decade. He filed a bill similar to parts of the new Arizona law in the 2009 legislative session. His bill would have allowed local police and sheriff's deputies to enforce federal immigration law after being certified under the Department of Homeland Security's 287G program. But a recent internal report says that program is poorly managed and doesn't provide enough training.
So I'm just going to eliminate that requirement and do exactly what Arizona did and allow all law enforcement officers to deal directly with illegal aliens, since the federal government won't.
Representative Berman has been frustrated with a lack of support from other Texas lawmakers, especially Republicans, to get his bills up for a vote. But he thinks 2011 could be different, because passage of the Arizona law will push Texas lawmakers to do something of their own. Nina Perales is with the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, or MALDEF. The group has battled against Berman's bills. She says Texas has been more moderate in its immigration deliberations and hopes that will continue, even with that push from Arizona.
Texas has more Latinos in it. And certainly there's more of a Latino political voice against any kind of laws that would unleash racial profiling or delegate local police officers, you know, to serve in the shoes of federal immigration officers.
Perales hopes Texas lawmakers will at least wait until the courts have had a chance to rule on the Arizona law before passing a version here. No lawsuit has been filed, but several groups have said they are considering it. She thinks the way the courts have already ruled against immigration ordinances in the Dallas suburb of Farmers Branch could be a guide to how the courts will rule on Arizona's new law.
So in a broad sense, yes, I think that the failing record of Farmers Branch in this area will become part of the national discussion about whether Arizona's attempt makes any sense at all.
The Farmers Branch ordinance prevents landlords from renting houses or apartments to illegal immigrants. In March, a U.S. district judge ruled that the ordinance was an attempt to enforce immigration laws, which can only be done by federal officials. The city council has voted to appeal its latest defeat, but has yet to file the paperwork. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.